Chapter 1. We, the Anti-Europeans. The Decline of Europe. The current civilization of the West is awaiting a profound transformation, without which it is destined, sooner or later, to meet its downfall. This civilization has brought about the most complete perversion of the rational order of things. It is a realm of materialism, gold, machinery, and numbers, where there is no longer any breathing space, freedom, or light. The West has lost the sense of command and obedience. It has lost the sense of contemplation and action. It has lost the sense of hierarchy, of spiritual power, of godlike men. It no longer understands nature. For Westerners, nature is no longer a living body made up of symbols, deities, and ritual gestures, a harmony, a cosmos in which man moves freely, like a kingdom within a kingdom. Instead, nature has declined into a superficiality, obscure and fateful, whose mystery profane sciences try to ignore with trivial laws and hypotheses. The West no longer knows wisdom. It does not recognize the majestic silence of those who are masters of themselves, the illuminated calm of seers, or the proud solar reality in those in whom ideas have become flesh, life, and power. Instead, it has given way to the rhetoric of philosophy and culture, to the reign of professors, journalists, and sportsmen, the formula, the program, the proclamation. It has been replaced by sentimental, religious, and humanitarian contamination, and by the breed of people who bustle about noisily and run around in a drunken exaltation of becoming and practicality, because silence and contemplation frighten them. The West no longer knows the state as a value, the empire as a synthesis of spirituality and royalty, as it shone in China, Egypt, Persia, and Rome, has been submerged by the bourgeois misery of a trust of slaves and merchants. What war is, the war valued in itself as something superior to both winning and losing, like the heroic and sacred path of spiritual realization exalted by the god Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita, such a war is no longer understood by these formidable activists of Europe. They no longer know warriors, but only soldiers, and even a minor war has been enough to terrorize them and drive them back to the rhetoric of humanitarianism and pathos, if not, worse still, to the bombastic nationalism and showmanship of D'Annunzio. Europe has lost simplicity, lost its center, lost its life. The democratic melee corrodes it to the core, in law, in science, even in thought. There are no leaders, beings who stand out not for violence, not for gold, not for their skill in exploiting slaves, but for their irreducible qualities of life. It is a great, lifeless body, sweating and agitated by an anxiety that no one dares to express, with gold for blood, machines, factories, and arms for flesh, and newspapers for a brain. A great body that is driven here and there by dark and unpredictable forces that relentlessly crush anyone who dares to oppose or even just try to escape the machinery.